This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President-elect Joe Biden's son is facing a federal tax investigation. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In a statement from his father's transition office, Hunter Biden says he learned yesterday about an investigation into what he calls his tax affairs without giving any details. That renews the spotlight on questions about his financial dealings that plagued Joe Biden's campaign. President Trump has long targeted Hunter Biden, accusing him of profiting off his political connections. The disclosure of the probe comes as the president-elect chooses his cabinet. His attorney general could have oversight of the investigation if it's still ongoing when Joe Biden's sworn in January 20th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden said it was the right moment in U.S. history for his nominee for defense secretary, retired Army General Lloyd Austin, despite some concerns about the recently out-of-uniform soldier taking on the civilian role. In announcing his pick in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called Austin the right person for this job at the right moment.
He is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
The choice of Austin requires both houses of Congress to waive a law requiring the military's top brass to have been out of the armed forces for at least 7 years before running the Pentagon. The 67-year-old Austin retired in 2016. Commercial flights with the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners resumed Wednesday for the first time since they were grounded. Brazil's Gol Airlines became the first in the world to return the plane to its active fleet. Gol is set to start regular service on December 18th with several daily flights.